AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. America's job growth streak continues. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Last month,
our economy created 431,000 jobs. Nice sound to it.
President Biden this morning touting the 11th straight month of job growth over 400,000. That's helped drop the unemployment rate to 3.6%, the lowest since the pandemic began, when it had hit a half-century low of 3.5%.
And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
While employers are offering more money to attract more workers, the raises aren't keeping up with 40-year high inflation, which in turn has put the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates this year, which some economists say, in turn, will slow the jobs market and the overall economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian officials say they can't confirm or deny reports of explosions at a fuel depot in Russia. The spokesman for the Ukrainian Defense Ministry said Ukraine does not bear the responsibility for every blunder or for every disaster or every event that happens on the Russian Federation's territory. Alexei Arestovich, an advisor to Ukraine's president, said maybe someone smoked in a wrong place. Maybe there was something else. Maybe Russian troops are sabotaging orders and don't want to enter Ukrainian territory by available means. A defense attorney says any plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, was led by FBI agents and a key government informant, not a hapless man living in a basement of a vacuum shop. Jurors are hearing closing arguments. Authorities say Lebanon City Police Lieutenant William Lebo in Pennsylvania was killed on duty 1 month away from retirement. A man suspected of breaking into a family member's home opened fire on responding officers. This is AP News. The National Archives is releasing the 1950 census.
Researchers see it as a gold mine, a snapshot in time. The 1950 census was the first one taken after World War II. The baby boom was underway. The great migration of black residents from the South to cities like Detroit and Chicago was in full swing. The head of the National Genealogical Society calls the 1950 census genealogy heaven. There's information about who was living with whom and where, ages, occupations, salaries, education levels, and more. Go to the National Archives website and you can see it all for free. I'm Rita Foley.
The pilots of a Delta Airlines flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. decided to bring their jet down in Denver after the cockpit windshield shattered above 30,000 feet. The crew repeatedly told passengers to remain calm until they landed, and the plane landed safely. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.